KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer in for Rachel Miro. Well, the Santa Ana winds are calming down a bit in Southern California this morning, giving firefighters cause for optimism as they struggle to contain two major wildfires in the San Fernando Valley. The Cesnin fire grew to more than 13,000 acres overnight, bringing the total of homes destroyed to 19. Another six have been damaged. That fire is now 20% contained. Despite the respite in winds that fan the flames, firefighters still have their work cut out for them. Inspector Ron Harrelson with Cal Fire puts it this way.
We're always concerned when we've got winds like we've seen over the last couple of days. We've got dry conditions. The fuels are dry, all the vegetation on the hillsides. So you add wind to that, and that poses us a problem that we've seen over the last few days. Very fast-moving, very hard to handle in some areas because of the terrain and because of how fast a fire is moving.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles city officials are working to find housing for dozens of families left homeless by the fires. The Merrick Fire raced through a mobile home park earlier this week, destroying more than half the park's 60 homes. Residents there are getting the first shot at 50 vouchers for publicly subsidized Section 8 housing. Thea Phillips is the program's manager.
Because of the situation they're in, we can expedite their application. So hopefully the criminal background comes back okay and everything goes through all right with their eligibility. We're looking at within 2 weeks.
Phillips says it usually takes twice as long to process Section 8 applications. That Merrick fire is now 80% contained, and some evacuees are now being allowed to return home. Now to politics. There are two statewide ballot measures that each promise to catapult California into a low-carbon, clean energy future. One of them is Proposition 10. It proposes to combine funding for solar and wind energy research with a bundle of incentives for alternative transportation fuels. But some provisions of Prop 10 have raised doubts about its true intent. Craig Miller reports as part of our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
At the Redwood Chevron in Napa, the gas pumps out front do a brisk business.
Debit or credit?
There's also a pump here that dispenses compressed natural gas, or CNG. But except for a fleet of school buses that tanks up there, the CNG pump stands a lonely vigil out back, getting one, maybe two private customers a day. That could change if Proposition 10 succeeds. Known officially as the California Renewable Energy and Clean Fuels Initiative, Prop 10 would raise billions of dollars to promote and develop alternatives to petroleum fuels.
Californians in particular have a great dependence upon foreign oil. And what this proposition will do was provide some alternatives for people.
John Dunlap used to head the state's Air Resources Board. Today he's a paid consultant for the Prop 10 campaign.
What it's going to do is it's going to push alternative fuels out there. Natural gas, propane, electric vehicles, for example, will be able to qualify.
That push would come from nearly $3 billion in state-funded rebates for buyers of cars and trucks powered by these alternative fuels. But the size of your rebate might depend on which fuel you chose. Take, for example, this Honda Civic outside a showroom in Marin County. It's an NGV, or natural gas vehicle. Salesman Malcolm Kay gave me the tour.
Wouldn't know the difference. Wouldn't it, performance-wise, comfort-wise, everything else-wise. Just put gas in it, real gas in it, and drive, yeah.
Well, there is one difference. Under Prop 10, this car would be eligible for a $10,000 rebate from the state. If you bought the more familiar gas-electric hybrid Civic sitting right next to it, your Prop 10 rebate would be just $2,000. But they're both alternative fuel cars.
The problem with Prop 10 is that it targets natural gas vehicles.
Daniel Sperling is a professor at UC Davis's Institute for Transportation Studies and a member of the state's Air Resources Board. He says that while natural gas is cleaner than gas or diesel in some kinds of pollutants, it doesn't do much to put the brakes on climate change.
Natural gas vehicles provide a small greenhouse gas reduction, but not a large one. And it's limited in supply as well. So in other words, natural gas is not the end game we're talking about, and it's not even you know, an important part of the solution.
For one thing, there are only about 200 CNG fueling stations in California, and most of those are fleet facilities for utilities or transit districts. So somebody'd have to build a huge network of stations to gas up all these NGVs.
I'm T. Boone Pickens. Join with me, and we'll take back our energy future.
T. Boone Pickens has made enough money in oil and gas to title his memoir, The First Billion is the Hardest. Lately, he's been a regular feature on California TV screens, boosting natural gas as a bridge technology to help reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
It's cleaner, it's cheaper, it's abundant, and it's ours. It buys us one thing money can't buy, time.
Time, he says, to fully develop renewable sources like wind and hydrogen. In the meantime, Pickens' newest company, Clean Energy Fuels, builds and supplies CNG fueling stations. Pickens never mentions Prop 10 in his ad, but he has put up most of the money to get it passed, nearly $8 million so far. He did not return our calls requesting an interview, but Prop 10 promoter John Dunlap denies that it's a potential bonanza for Pickens.
Mr. Pickens and that company is going to have to compete just like anybody else to have access to these dollars. It's by no means assured that all of it's going to accrue there.
Would it be just coincidentally true that he might be the best positioned to take advantage of this, though?
Well, he certainly would be positioned to be able to make a difference in the marketplace, yeah.
Some would say that's an understatement. Richard Holabar is with the Consumer Federation of California.
Everyone wants a bailout. This is a T. Boone Pickens bailout, and we can't afford it.
The we here is California taxpayers, because the money to fund Prop 10 would come from general obligation bonds that would cost close to $10 billion over their 30-year life.
Do you buy a car and get a 30-year loan? Of course not, because you'd be paying for it way, way after that car is in the junkyard. What a waste of money.
Boone Pickens' autobiography is peppered with self-described Boone-isms. Number 25, son, you've been invited to a duck dinner, but you've got to bring the duck. Pickens sounds perfectly willing to bring the duck. What California voters need to decide is, do they want to pick up the check? For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, October 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Walter S. Johnson Foundation and the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.